Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're back, Marks and Reese. Thursday, NFL tonight. Cowboys and the Saints. Eagles on Sunday, back up at MetLife Stadium to discuss that. And what happened on Sunday is our ace, Sheil Kapadi of The Athletic, covers the NFL and, of course, the Eagles for them. And he joins us every Thursday at 3 o'clock. And he joins us right now. What's up, Sheil?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Sheil?
Doing well. Were you surprised at the Eagles losing on Sunday, Sheil?
I was. I thought they were going to win big in that game, actually. You know, the Giants, you look at it, I don't think any differently about them. They're a bad team. They kind of needed some breaks to go their way down the stretch to win a game where they were plus four in the turnover battle. And, you know, the Eagles are just sort of they're not a bad team. They're not a good team. They're in that middle of the pack, competent team. And so teams like that, if you make mistakes like they made last week, really, they can lose to anyone in the league. So I think that's what we saw happen.
Yeah, we're looking at this team, Sheil, and there's obviously not much trepidation about going up to play the Jets, but should there be, right? We didn't expect them to lose to the Giants, but there are some things that happened in that game, whether it was the Giants made them happen or was just a not very good football team really raising its head above water again to show that they're not a very good football team. Is there anything we should be concerned about with the Jets with this Eagles team?
I mean, I wouldn't say from a Jets perspective, honestly. I mean, this is really one of the worst teams in the NFL when Zach Wilson has been in there. I mean, if you look at just when Wilson's been in there, I mean, they've had the worst offense in the NFL, or maybe 31st, and the defense hasn't been much better. You know, Wilson really looks completely lost out there. Now, having said that, what I just mentioned, you know, if you go up there and you have a special teams turnover, or you have a couple red zone turnovers, or they break out a fake punt or something, you know, or the big one maybe that I should have led this with is if Jalen Hurts, if that ankle isn't right and he can't help
yes.
in the run game,
yes.
and now all of a sudden it's this ugly game where it's, you know, 9-6 or something in the fourth quarter and you just can't really move the football. Because, I mean, you know, that's how they turned around their season, was they said, hey, let's make Jalen Hurts a big part of the run game, and they're just gashing teams for 200 yards per game. But all of a sudden, if he takes a big hit early where it's not feeling good when he wakes up Sunday morning, that would be the intrigue with this game that, you know, if it goes sideways, that would probably be the major storyline.
Sheil, you can make the argument that the Jets have two of those three wins have been more impressive than any win the Eagles have on their schedule, I mean, on their record this year. The Jets beat Tennessee up there, and they beat Cincinnati up there. That concerns me a little bit. Shit, I mean, they scored 27 against Tennessee, 34 against the Jets. Sorry, 34 against the Jets. Should I be worried about that in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I think the Bengals game, I think that was the one they had Mike White in there. You know, and they were down by 10 or 11, I think, with 6 or 7 minutes left, and all of a sudden they get a turnover on a screen pass, and they go ahead and steal that game, and the Titans won. You know, I believe in that game the Titans moved the football quite a bit. So I hate to be the cliched analyst that says turnovers, turnovers, turnovers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, really, when you're looking at kind of a lopsided matchup and how these teams – and we've seen it a lot this year. So, you know, there's no such thing as a lock. I mean, we've seen teams lose as double-digit favorites,
yep.
and the Eagles are 6.5-point favorites. So, you know, there is no such thing as a lock. I think it would have to take – the Eagles turning the ball over two, three, four times for it to turn into that, but that's not out of the question. You know, we just thought last week, so it would have to be something like that, I think.
See, I was overconfident last week, and that concerned me, and that came to fruition.
Yep.
See, I'm trying to make sure I'm not overconfident this week. That's really what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find something to be concerned with in this game Sunday.
I know. When I was looking at the line, and you know, you're thinking to yourself, well, I picked the Eagles to win big last week. It didn't happen. In the NFL, it's so hard to not just think about what you saw the previous week. And so, you know, if we can do that a little bit, the Eagles have been a solid team. The Jets have been a disaster. And so, you know, listen, if they go up there and lose this game, and we're talking next week, I mean, the city's going to be on fire going into the bye week. So, like I said, no such thing as a lock. But really, on paper, there's not a lot to suggest that, you know, the Jets are a competent team that can just string together drives, move the football on you, and win a game in a non-fluky way.
Shiel Kapadia, did the Eagles not run the ball enough last week? We've heard a lot of it so far this week. Even running the ball since Jalen Hurts, since they really changed the offense in the game after the Raiders game. So starting with the Lions, they have run the ball 65% of the time in the five games since then. 65% run usage, but it's, I mean, not even just fans. We had Baldy on yesterday that said he felt like they should have and could have run the ball more against the Giants. Did you see it the same way?
Yeah, I would say situationally, you know, overall, I don't think they strayed away from what they've been doing in a big way. I mean, they ran for over 200 yards. They ran the ball a lot. That final drive, they're passing the football until the final numbers are going to look a little different. You know, I point to the one sequence. They had a 3rd-and-2 and a 4th-and-2. And on 3rd-and-2, they're running a little pick play for Kenny Gainwell and asking Jalen Hurts to hit him. And on 4th-and-2, they're just asking Jalen Reagor to win one-on-one on a slant, and they're asking Jalen Hurts to hit him. And both those passes are incomplete. So if you want to look at it situationally, and listen, it was a close game, so I'm not downplaying that. I mean, if you run the football there and you pick up a first down and you score there, maybe all of a sudden we're talking about a different result. So I do think in those short yardage situations, you know, if you want to take a shot on one of those plays, fine. But, man, they were blowing the Giants off the ball. And I was just looking at some of the Eagles' numbers today. I think in short yardage, 3rd-and-4, 2 or less, when they've run the football, they've converted like over 80% of the time. When they pass the football, it's like 57, 58% of the time. So, I mean, you just have to know what your strengths are. Don't overthink it. And I think in spots like that, man, just go ahead, run the football, keep the drive going, know what your identity is.
Can they win like this, running the football? Can they sustain this? Is this something where they can say, well, there's no quarterback that's available after the season, so we're going to try to recreate what they do in Baltimore. We're going to try to have, you know, the Ravens 2.0. Can they win like that in this league?
You know, I think it can be a big part. It can be the foundation of what you do. I mean, the Ravens have showed that. The Ravens have won a lot of games. But Lamar Jackson, you know, continues to improve as a passer. And if you kind of just, you know, I know it hasn't shown up. It didn't show up last week. It hasn't always shown up this season. But if you look at the last two or three seasons, I mean, some of his passing numbers are really good. I mean, he's completing like 65% of his passes. And so if you're able to get to something like that, you know, the passing game can't be a complete zero. And so there are going to be times where you're going to have to pass the ball. You're going to get down in the game. You're just going to have to keep dropping back. You're going to have a 2-minute drill. You're going to go up against an opponent that can score 30 on you. The passing game has to get better for that kind of offense to be successful. But we're seeing teams try to win in kind of a number of different ways. And so if there isn't a great option next year, if you think Jalen Hurts can improve as a passer, yeah, I mean, the run game, I mean, this is really one of the most efficient run games in the NFL we've seen. So it's not like a solid, pretty good run game. You know, if you improve the offensive line a little bit, get a more dynamic running back there, but you really have to commit to it. And that's what the Ravens did. They said, we're going all in on Lamar Jackson. This is going to be our identity. All our personnel moves are going to be dictated by this. I'm not sure the Eagles are going to be ready to do that after this season, but I guess we'll see how the rest of the year here plays out.
So are you picking the Eagles big this week against the Jets, Shiel?
I am. Yeah, I'm not. I'm trying. I'm saying, Shiel, don't get scared away by last week. Be strong. Look at the bigger sample. And so I just look at this Jets team. Like I said, they've been a disaster when Zach Wilson has been out there. He looks lost. He looks like he's not ready. I mean, he turns the football over. All those things you typically would see from a rookie quarterback, kind of multiply that by 5, and that's what we're seeing from Zach Wilson. And, you know, defensively, their secondary, I mean, these are guys who probably Eagles fans are going to watch and go, I've never heard of this guy before. It doesn't mean they can't play. It doesn't mean they can't play well, but they really lack talent on that side of the ball. I think they're giving up over 30 points a game. So I like the Eagles pretty big in this game. I'm going to go Eagles, let's say 30. Let's say they bounce back in a big way. Jets 16 in this game. So Eagles win comfortably. In this
Ooh,
game.
Boy.
30-16.
It's two touchdowns. Okay.
Do the Eagles make the playoffs this year, your Shio Kapadia?
I'm going to say no. I think that loss last week could come back to haunt them. I think they'll be in the mix. I think they'll tease us. I think they'll give us something to talk about all the way through. But I do look at some of the teams ahead of them. And, you know, I'm not sure the Eagles can kind of just run the table here. I don't think they're that good of a team where they're able to put together that kind of streak.
There you have it. Great NFL and Eagles coverage on The Athletic with Shio Kapadia. Read them. Follow them on Twitter at Shio Kapadia. Shio, always appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it, bro.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, there he is. 30-16. He bounced back in a big way.
Big way.
Big day for Gardner Minshew.
I wonder if he plays. Listen, we don't know what Jalen looks like. They know what he looks like. They get to watch him down there. I don't know how mobile he is. I mean, they may let him go in and start because he wants to try to gut it out. But if he gets out there and he's ineffective, would they leave him out there or would they pull him? Like, I don't know. I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what he's going to look like. But if he's a sitting duck back there, I don't think that's a good thing. I just don't. A big part of Jalen Hurts' game is his legs. Whether he's running or throwing, a lot of the plays he makes with his arms comes from extending the play with his legs. So if he can't do that Sunday and you're just asking him to play the game from the pocket, all right.
Well, not if you're just running the football all the time. You don't need to throw the ball. Like, haven't you heard? Even Shield, like, make it your identity. Run, 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 run.
Well, first of all, two of our running backs are banged up. Yeah. That's a problem.
Miles said he's good to go today.
Yeah,
though.
That's great. But will he finish?
Yes.
That's the problem. Will he finish? You know, will he finish the game? Even Jordan Howard, when you're talking about a running back and a knee injury.
I don't think he's going to play this
right.
Week.
You don't know how effective he's going to be. The good thing is he doesn't rely on making people miss.
Yeah, he's just kind of downhill.
Yeah, so.
Fall forward.
But you wonder, and a guy like that, you get people tackling you at your knees.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that about Jalen Hurts, because even when we had the, like yesterday we talked about, like, would you want to see Minshew in there if Jalen Hurts is 100% healthy or whatever, I still feel like we're not talking about that Jalen Hurts maybe isn't going to be good enough to go, right? Like,
right.
We're not taking that angle of it seriously enough, because you're right. He could be out there limited participant in practice. That doesn't mean anything.
No. No, if he doesn't have the mobility there, now how do they devise the game plan? Remember, those game plans over the last month, he's been a part of the running game. Even the play action or the quarterback action with whether you fake it, you're faking a handoff, you roll out here, you come back and throw there. If he can't move, that, I believe that's a big reason why Kyler Murray wasn't playing, because a lot of it requires him. He has to run around and move to be able to beat Kyler Murray.
And the last season where he had a banged up shoulder, but he wasn't able to run because he couldn't take on the contact.
Yeah.
That was a different quarterback and a different team when he's not out there like a pinball making plays and making throws.
Yeah.
So you, like, Kyler Murray, without that mobility and not that playmaking, isn't the same quarterback. He's a 5'10" quarterback.
Yeah, he's not the same player. And Jalen. Right, we know what his running brings to the table, but even when he's throwing the ball, a lot
it's
of those are broken plays.
Yep.
A lot of those are when he gets outside the pocket and he's able to find somebody down the field. Well, if he can't escape the rush and get outside the pocket, I think that's why Nick Sirianni was like, well, we're hopeful. Right? Where Jalen's more or less like, no, I'm playing, because he wants to play.
Which Dak was saying the same thing.
Yeah, he wants to play.
Yeah?
Yeah, he wants to play. But doesn't mean he's going to be effective while he's out there. And at least Dak can play from the pocket.
Yes.
And by the way,
Jalen is a much different
And by the way, he hasn't looked great since he returned.
Nope. No, he hasn't.
So, you may get Minshew at some point in the game.
Oh. Minshew mania.
Oh, I mean, look, if he comes in and leads them to a victory, it's
stop.
It's going to be a nice bye week. That's all I'm saying.
What are you saying, Jack? The Jets are up on the Eagles, and Jalen's clearly favoring the ankle.
Yep.
In comes Minshew and that mustache.
The offense is sputtering.
Yeah, with those sleeves.
Oh, God.
I've been out on Gardner since he freaked out about practice. It's going to be on Wednesday. Remember that?
I do remember.
When he got excited.
It's like you barely in practice anyway.
Yeah, but now he doesn't have to come in.
Yeah, I would have.
I kind of agree with Jack. I don't need the backup quarterback.
You didn't
excited.
Need to see Minshew at front and center.
Freaking out. Like, I would have moved on at that point.
Like, maybe you should be coming in, Gardner, getting some extra work. All right, let's reset with our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's has a 25,000-square-foot showroom with private parking and a full selection of amazing gifts that she wants online, marks-jewelers.com. At this point, would you be disappointed if the Eagles missed the playoffs? Yes or no? Three-quarters of our survey say no, they wouldn't be disappointed, Ike.
I don't know what to say.
Including Wade from Chester, the OG.
Yeah, I'm baffled. Other than those expectations changed after the Giants loss, that has to be what it is.
So another win against the Jets kind of resets the expectations back to okay, now we can have one more loss likely, but we need to win the rest of the games. Like a good performance.
I think how they look against the Jets certainly matters. I think you would need to come home and beat Washington after the bye week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. If you would have just beaten the Giants. I mean, I didn't need style points to win that game up there. We know that there's ugly games in MetLife Stadium.
They'd be sitting on a 3-game winning streak right now, looking at a potential 4-game winning streak.
And you'd be a playoff team right now. Yeah. The town has some buzz.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'd be all saying they're getting hot at the right time, and nobody. Listen, after they beat the Saints, I got my fellow member of the LTBB, Dan Orlowski. He's out there yelling, nobody wants to play the Eagles in the playoffs.
No, yeah, that's right. He did.
One of the hottest teams. Nobody wants to see the Eagles.
Florio said the same thing.
Yeah, so that's what you had people saying prior to that Giants game.
Can't stop them.
And then you lose the Giants game. And now it's like, oh, God, we can't even beat the Giants. The moment I tried to trust them, this is what they did to us.
So that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yep.
Just when it was like, all right, we got something going here. Mm-hmm. We're cooking.
Yeah.
And they lose.
I can't pull out the, you know, the fans are scared. I can't even pull that card because there is legitimate reason to not have faith that they'll make the playoffs because you feel like you can't trust the team. Right? Doesn't mean you're not an Eagles fan. Doesn't mean you don't like the team. You're just basically saying, I don't know what I'm going to get next week. They lost to the Giants. We scored one touchdown. Do I really believe they're about to go on a run playing the way that we're playing? See, that's the other thing you get with winning close games and winning the way that you did.
Yeah.
Is that you'll get people happy that you got the win, but they're also saying, that was an ugly win, or that wasn't.
You can't have an ugly win where you eke out something against the Jets this week. People are not going to be coming in on Monday.
No. They'll be mad.
Yeah, they'll be mad. They will be mad.
They'll be mad. Yes.
If they found the way to win the game against the Giants on Sunday, people would have been happy just because they recognized it was a bad game, but they were lucky to get a win, and that's
Hurts
all that matters.
Brought you back at the end. You know, Jalen Reagor wouldn't be getting thrown out the bus right now. He would have caught the game-winning touchdown, and Howie would look like he made a good pick.
We could have had Howie Roseman Appreciation Day today.
Exactly, man.
That's next week, right, Jack?
Right. I think it might be on postponement.
It is?
Reagor ruined everything.
Damn it.
Per usual.
215-592-9494. I was really looking forward to the Howie Roseman Appreciation Day.
We'll get it this offseason when he trades for
Will we? Bye week, maybe? All right, maybe not. 215.
Oh, it's coming up.
592. No, I know, but not the week immediately after the Jets. It's the following week because you have the week after the game. So the game happens Sunday, then you have that entire week. It's the following week by midweek where it's like, all right, we need a game.
We'd
we need something
to
react to.
Someone from the Phillies, but the whole thing is frozen out.
How about that? Mm-hmm. Reese Hoskins tweeting out his profile picture on MLB.com, and it's just nothing.
That's weird. I didn't realize, I guess, during the lockout, they can't use images
anything.
Of the players.
Like, Zalecki couldn't even come on now.
Yeah, well, I heard, what do you mean?
Like, he's an MLB employee.
Yeah, he works for Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Yeah, so, like, Dombrowski, if we requested him, he can't come on. Like, no one can comment except for Middleton.
I don't think I realized that. Was that how it was with the football lockout?
I
can't remember.
Only baseball. I'm just like we knew it was coming. We knew it was going to happen. You know that spring training is going to be delayed. You know, there's going to be all these stories where one side's complaining and another side's complaining. And then eventually they'll agree on like a short-term contract. We'll be back doing this again in 2 years.
Well, that wouldn't be good for baseball.
No, nothing they ever do is good for baseball.
That wouldn't be good for baseball.
All right, let's get back on the Eagles. 215-592-9494. Would you be disappointed if the Eagles missed the playoffs? But also, is Darius Slay actually the biggest Philly guy on the team? We'll explain that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Marks and Reese, we're back. And Darius Slay has quickly, I mean, last year, it wasn't the great first year for Darius Slay. Some injury stuff, but also he was going up against some really, really good wide receivers who had some good days against him. But this year, he's had an excellent year, Darius Slay.
A lot of jokes about, you know, make a play or...
Make a play, Slay. Yeah, we don't hear that this year.
No.
That's for sure.
Play years, Pro Bowl votes.
Yeah, dude's good.
He's going to be all pro.
Yep. Oh, yeah,
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know how they vote all pro, how many corners they take. But between him, Trayvon Diggs, and Jalen Ramsey, like that's probably
he's one of the better handful corners in the league for sure.
Yeah, without question.
Yep.
Just without question. I think we forget what good cornerbacks look like around here. I think we think we're playing a video game and watching highlights is what good cornerbacks look like every game. No, this is what a good cornerback looks like. This is what they look like.
Yep.
This is what a good corner looks like. It's been a while since we had an all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber corner.
Well, only, 15 years?
Yeah. I think something. We used to complain about Asante,
we
too.
We did.
And he's a damn near borderline Hall of Fame player.
Yep.
Yeah, sometimes we get a little bit.
Only in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we get a little crazy sometimes.
Well, I would say that must have been a pretty good move by the general manager if he got this good of a corner for a third and a fifth round draft pick, huh?
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah.
He was on a podcast with Bryant McFadden, former Steeler, and he's talking about Jack, the Cowboys. Did he want to play for the Cowboys? Did he want to get traded to the Cowboys? Listen,
Dallas, I heard Dallas had wanted to trade for me. I said, no, I ain't going there.
Oh, you told Dallas no?
I'm just saying it because I heard about it. I told it.
Yeah,
I said, nah, I ain't going there.
So if they wanted to, you wouldn't accept that trade if they wanted to trade for you?
No, I wasn't going to Dallas.
Wow, that's a first.
Yeah, I couldn't stand them. They cheated us.
Whoa, boy, that runs deep right there, Slate.
It runs deep.
Yeah, you're right there with the homegrown Philadelphia Eagle fans when it comes to that, that element. Man, Slate said, I would have told Jared no.
There you go, Philly guy.
I still holds a grudge for that.
So is that
Dallas,
for the
Detroit loss? Yeah,
That's for the loss. Okay,
offensive pass interference they called, which was a terrible call. Yeah, we all know that. And then they got robbed the next week in Green Bay.
They did.
Dez called it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The catch. That's when the NFL didn't know what a catch was. Mm-hmm. They seem to figure that out though. They seem to know what a catch is now. They don't know what a penalty
is
anymore.
Yeah, I mean, no, what they've done is figured to get the hell out of the way. Because that's all they did was mess up things. Yeah. Catches the same way it was before they started trying to decide what's a catch and what's not a catch. They made it worse.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So that's Darius Slay. He also had some things to say about Matt Patricia. We know he didn't like him up there in Detroit, but we don't have to worry about playing that. All right. Let's take some phone calls. 215-592-9494 with Scott and Souderton leads us off here in the 3 o'clock hour. Scott, what's up? How are you?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Scott?
What's up, Scott?
Yep. Not much. So, I mean, I'm not disappointed if they don't make the playoffs, and I'll tell you why. I mean, the beginning of the season, I don't think a lot of us expected much out of this team after going with four wins and a new head coach. And I know they're starting to exceed that expectation, but after last week's loss, I'm not even sure that they're going to come out of these last five games, you know, losing a couple. And I want to see a competitive team that deserves to be in the playoffs and is going to go far into the playoffs, rather than the only reason we got into the playoffs is because they added an extra wild card team or because we were just good enough to beat, you know, win a division. You know, and it's they're not showing it right now. And I know it's been great the last couple games with the running game, but they should have done more this week, especially against the Giants. And, you know, the Jets game is not a guarantee. And if you lose that, then forget the playoffs altogether. And I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I want to see them make the playoffs every year, but I want it to be competitive. And not just, you know, falling into the playoffs.
Yeah, so how can you not be – I just don't get the not disappointed that this team where they are right now. You mean to tell me, you know, watching Washington somehow sneak into the playoffs with 8 or 9 wins or watching, you know, Minnesota get into the playoffs, you're okay with that versus us getting into the playoffs? I mean, what is that?
No.
You're like, you don't have to be – like, do you have to be a legitimate Super Bowl contending team to get in the playoffs? Or can you just say, you know what, this is a nice little first step in a new regime, and I can go into my offseason feeling good about the team?
No, right. I understand. And you know, I would be disappointed, but – it's just I want to see a competitive team. And, you know, we should have started our season a little bit better. We had, you know, games that we could have won if we, you know, again, it's a game of inches and it's any given Sunday. You know what I mean? It's just from the get-go, they started out real bad. And I stopped watching a lot of the games because it was frustrating. And I just didn't feel good about the rest of the season. And I thought, you know what? Even if you squeak out a couple more wins and you do better than last year, that's at least some progress. And I think at the beginning of the season, a lot of fans wanted to see that. They wanted to see at least some progression. And I think we got that in
some
ways.
So you got some progression already, so you're happy regardless of what happens. All right. I would agree you've seen some progress in with some things, but, like, have you really seen enough progress? I've seen – like, I feel pretty good about the head coach, right? Like, Nick Sirianni has, and it was a little bit of a rough start there, but I think by here in December, it's like, all right, like, he's got a chance. Nick Sirianni, I like him. I think he's got a chance. Jonathan Gannon looked like he was a total disaster. Like, all right, like he's done better. The defense actually looks respectable now. But outside of that, you have an aging roster on defense, right? Like, so the progress that's been, has there been progress made on defense individually, or is that kind of as a whole? Feels like it's kind of as a whole that you have made progress on defense. I don't necessarily know if that means anything for the future. That's what it sounded like Scott was talking about, was like he was looking at progress for the future going forward with the team. And for me, like, the progress that's been made has been offensively. It's been with the line. It's been with Devontae Smith. It's been, has it been with the quarterback? No, I mean, I don't think it's been with the quarterback. He's made some progress. He has, but are we any closer to thinking he's the guy going forward? No, it's probably the other way, in fact. So, I mean, I don't know. I can't look at it being like, oh, we've made some progress, so I don't care if we make the playoffs or not. No, you're in position. If you made progress, you should make the playoffs. You have winnable games coming down the stretch here. Rios, North Philly, Rios.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
How are you, Rios?
What's up, Rios?
Look, first of all, let me just tell you this, Johnny.
Tell me.
Very impressive, bro. Very impressive for you sticking up for yourself. I'm like, man, Johnny got some crunk in his system, huh?
Well, a lot of times I just ignore the comments that people say, like, well, you know, unless you played the game, I don't respect what you have to say about it or whatever. But, you know, like, it's fine. It's fine. You don't have to. You don't have to respect me because I'm not an X and O football guy. That's fine.
Well,
whatever.
Let me just say this. I'm impressed with that. I love it. So, but anyway, let me get to this, man.
Yes.
Hell yeah, I will be freaking disappointed. And with that being freaking said, all right. Number one, after watching, like, say, like the first six or seven games, you know, in my head, I'm knowing, I'm like, man, what the hell are these coaches doing? What is Nick doing? What is Jonathan doing? And after that, like, they got their stuff, most of the stuff, they got their stuff together. Now, let me tell you this. I don't hold no excuses for no professionals. So at the end of the day, you're as good as your last game. So with what's going on with the passing game, it sucks right now. It sucks right now. But do I have some belief in the kid? Yes, I do. And at the end of the day, man, this you got people want to say, and this is the worst thing I hate. It's just a game. I take the Philadelphia Eagles seriously. I always take it seriously. At the end of the day, if people want to be like, hey, just make a healthy competition. What you want to be like, Phantom of the Flopper, or everybody who's around him? Like, hey, oh my God, you dunked on me. Yeah, we're best friends. Nah, I don't want no type of stuff, no sucker stuff like that. And even on the radio station, what I get pissed at is, I don't know if some of y'all heard it or y'all probably did heard it, but some people will call in and have some sympathy or feel some type of way like, y'all ain't being fair with Jalen Reagor. Man, you're a straight sucker. I don't care what it is. This dude's a professional. I don't care. He's going to take whatever he can't get because right now he freaking sucks. And this is the Philadelphia Eagles, and this is about the organization. So stop all that sensitive stuff with Reagor. But, yes, I will be freaking disappointed with the situation because this is serious. At the end of the day, Sar Matre of Philly, and I'm out, man.
There he is, Rios.
Oh, Rios.
Not the sensitive type, Rios.
No. Quickly turning into a caller that just, you know, rose through the stoplights and stop signs. And
yes, like some other.
He's on a mission. He had to get it in.
Like, he is on a mission for sure.
You get run over if you jump in the way there. After you say hello, get out of the way.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. Black Gritty made that style famous, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yoshi has taken over and maybe perfected it. And
yeah.
Rios right there.
Herb.
Yeah, Herb.
I don't know if Herb's perfected it, though.
Let's ask him. What's up, Herb? How are you, buddy?
Yeah, what's up there, Johnny John?
Yeah. What's up, Herb?
Nothing much. Just working over here at the Wells Fargo.
You stay at that Wells Fargo.
How was your Chinese dinner last night, Herb?
Man, that food was good.
Yeah?
Playoffs or no playoffs? Main thing is the new players and the coaches, you know, they're learning. After this week against the Jets, we got four big games.
Mm-hmm.
Against Washington, we got another New York, and we got the Dallas Cowboys at the end. And we want to win all these games. Playoffs or keep our foot on the gas. Starting Sunday, our foot on the gas.
Dynamite stuff.
Yeah.
Did I hear? Now, do you will you be disappointed if the team doesn't make the playoffs?
No, I won't be disappointed. Okay, but I mean, I don't want to see where we're like losing games so we get a better pick. Okay?
Ah.
We got the line, we got Devontae Smith. We got a few other nice players. Now we got to build this team around these players.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. I like this kid. Okay, the tight end, he's 6'7". We need to start giving him some targets this Sunday.
Tyree Jackson. Tyree Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah, Jackson. Yeah, we got to get him the ball, even if he's split out like a wide receiver. Okay, we got to start throwing him the ball. We got to.
What about Dallas Goedert? Start throwing him the ball.
Right. Goedert, too. We got to, you know. But the big thing is, we got to stay away from the turnover. Everything about the quarterback is called timing. Every throw, short pass or long pass, it's a timing thing.
Yeah.
The quicker he gets it out, the better. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
He's coming along. I'm very satisfied with what I've seen so far. There could have been some better throws, yeah.
You're satisfied with what you've seen from Jalen Hurts, you're saying?
I am very satisfied.
Really?
Right now, yeah.
Job.
Okay, very satisfied. I mean, there's a lot more that he's going to get better by the game. Better by the game. And he deserves to be here next year. I don't want to hear about all these go after
Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Aaron Rodgers.
After this guy.
Yeah.
Them guy, I want a young quarterback that can move out of the pocket.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Herb. Thank you. All right. Well, he's satisfied with Jalen Hurts.
Mm.
Would you say, Ike, that you're satisfied with Jalen Hurts this year?
Satisfied? No, that's not the word I would use.
Yeah, I wouldn't use satisfied either.
I would not say satisfied. I would say I'm encouraged by things. But, I mean, it's the obvious thing. He has to improve as a passer. Like that's obvious. I think we all see that. There are things you can like about Jalen Hurts, and you still can say there's areas he needs to improve upon. I think that's fairly obvious.
That's fair. Go to Frank in Camden, New Jersey.
What you don't have, hold on real quick, Frank. What you don't have is the silly, he's a top 10, he's an elite quarterback, he's a future Pro Bowl quarterback, like all this other stuff that we were hearing when it was only 3 and 4 games that have been played. Now you got a larger sample size to see what he is. That's what's great about this league. You get to update your resume every week. And forget about what people may think you have the ability to do. You get the opportunity to go out there and show us.
Yeah.
So, and eventually, the last and final excuse-making statement will be out of the way. The whole, he's only played 14 games, he's still a rookie.
Oh, the rookie, yeah.
He's only played 15 games, he's still a rookie. Like all that's going to be gone. Meanwhile, you got a rookie quarterback that took over a team that couldn't even make the damn playoffs last year. Somehow he has his team at 8-4.
Yeah.
And he's a real rookie.
Yeah.
He wasn't in training camp last year.
Well, but then the pivot goes to coaching. I see a lot of the – then I would hear the a lot of, oh, well, you know, that's because – and the coaching is good, and that's a big reason why he's having that success.
But all I know is it's all I'm hearing is that it's a lot of other people except for him.
Right.
Right? It's a lot of other factors except for just saying he needs to get better in certain areas.
Yep.
Like.
Rather than just, no, he needs to get better in certain areas.
No, he needs to get better, yes.
The period.
Yes. Flat out.
Yeah, because the whole rookie thing is such an excuse. Well, he's really still a rookie. I mean, are we at this? Now, is it 16 or 17 games before we actually say that he's not a rookie anywhere?
I think he's played 16 now. I think he's 16.
No, he's saying because now there are 17 games.
All right.
Yeah, do we have to wait 17 games or 16?
Yes, when can we move him on to his second season? Is it after 17? I guess it would be after
the bye week, right?
Uh-oh.
He'll be in his second season.
We'll have to ask some of the big Jalen Hurts fans, because yes, he has played so far in his career. He has started 16 games.
Yes.
But he's appeared in more games.
Those don't count. Those don't count.
They don't count?
No, those don't count.
But when they were trying to figure out how to use them?
Yeah, the package.
The packager.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I need to see the package.
Poor Jalen had to run on the field. Carson wanted nothing to do with him coming on the field. The same play every time.
No, yeah. Carson was fine.
Well, I mean, not that he was outwardly upset that it was happening. It was just like it wasn't working.
They needed it. They needed it. The offense stunk last year.
It was bad.
Remember, I started yelling. That's where the Jalen Hurts, put him in there to run, let him throw, let him do something that'll help the offense. That's how bad the offense looked.
I do remember that.
And then Travis Fulgham emerged.
Right, and then Fulgham emerged. Yep.
What a time. What a time. Frank and Camden. Sorry, Frank. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hi, Frank.
What's up, Frank?
So, I tell you, man, when y'all go at the callers, I don't know if it's just me. It's like listening to a boxing. It's like listening to a boxing face-off. Yes, there it is. I'm like, when Jack hit that, I said, "Ooh, damn, Johnny Marks is right at him."
He started it.
But you know, you didn't say anything wrong, Johnny Marks. The team is horrible. I mean, we're not. And the bad thing is, we could be good, but Jalen has to stop doing bonehead things, man. Yeah. It's like, dude, I'm behind you, and I was behind Carson. Pause on that. But, you know, I was for you guys. Like, I'm like, yo, you guys should be good if you stop doing bonehead things. And that interception before the halftime, Ike, you should have seen me. I got a crack on my phone. I threw my phone. Oh, wow. I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
Right.
Throw it away. And right. He threw it directly to the dude. I'm like, dog, Devontae Smith, my 5-year-old son could have told you he wasn't open. And you still threw it. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Man, it's annoying. But I love to see, because Ike, you had something like a couple months ago. I think it was Andy from Defert. And he came at you kind of the same way. And I was like, don't, you know, have respect. Yep. These guys know sports. They know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're not a good team. And if Jalen Hurts, now, them two balls that Rigger dropped, if he catches those balls, we know we're singing a different tune.
Yeah.
But Jalen still has to be better at his decision-making and you know, just him throwing that ball. Carson's problem was he airmailed it. He threw it too far. Jalen's problem is he underthrows it. Like, come on. When are we going to find a quarterback that is the franchise guy?
We thought we had him here not too long ago, Frank. Appreciate it. We know how that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, and by the way, like, decision making has never been a problem with Jalen Hurts really before Sunday. And in fact, he generally has been very good with his decision making. Now, we've seen.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He has made bad decisions with the football whenever he's pressed. All you got to do is watch the. If he's playing with the lead, he plays comfortable. It's when he's pressed into action and he either has to come from the same thing he did in Dallas. It's the same thing he did in Dallas this year. He did it in Dallas last year. He did it in Dallas this year. Right? Carolina. Bad picks. Like when the offense isn't moving the ball and they aren't scoring and now we have to rely on him to throw the ball and make decisions, then that's where he turned the ball over, because we forget – before they went to the run game, he had a 2 or 3 game stretch there where he had thrown like 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
Wasn't throwing the ball well. So they went away from it completely. I think it was the Tampa game. Did he throw an interception in the Tampa game?
Yes. 12-26 in the Tampa game.
The Tampa game?
Yeah. Interception. He had the Carolina game. He had one interception. Mm-hmm. It was also, if you remember, a couple of plays where – like he was throwing it up. I mean, he was fortunate
to. Yeah,
could
have easily been intercepted in other scenarios. Yeah,
he had 2 interceptions against Dallas, beginning of the season. So mm-hmm. It's you know, big game, big bounce back game for him coming up this week. I mean, and are we looking at, like, because I said it earlier, we're almost like not even really contemplating if he maybe doesn't play, or he's like, how banged up is he going in on Sunday? Jack, was there a practice report out?
Not out yet. No.
No.
But Devontae was running around today, so it looks like he could be good to go. Jalen, they didn't show him any videos of him running around, but he was walking. Did notice a limp. using my journalistic eye.
There you go.
So, but no, nothing official yet.
And Devontae was sick, so that's why he missed yesterday's practice. So that wasn't a like a knee injury or anything like that. So we'll wait and see what the practice report is. 215-592-9494.
I don't know how you're sick one day and then the next day you're not.
Also, this is the second time, right?
Yeah, like I understand that's what they had to put on the reports or whatever, but like, come on, man. Putting illnesses down for people, like, okay.
215-592-9494.
I wouldn't even want to be on a damn injury report with illness, and then I'm back at practice the next day. Would he have a stomach flu for one day?
Yeah, I might have.
Just played Sunday.
Yeah, I might.
You had an illness too Wednesday, and now you're back Thursday?
Right, like, if you missed a couple of days because you had the flu, like, all right.
Like, what type of illness are we talking about here?
Yeah.
A cold, the sniffling, sneezing? Like, what are we talking about?
Sneezing, well, and sneezing. Yeah.
Maybe Howard can tell us.
I'm just saying, he's not the only one. A lot of these guys get these illnesses.
Oh, dude, you see it every week.
I'm like, what are we talking about with illness? Like, what is this?
This is what we have today.
Yes,
Ike.
Today. Yeah,
this
like,
is what it is.
Are you giving us a back in my day?
Well, I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Ike, you never thought I'd see it.
Listen, there was a time where there was a sense of pride to not be on the injury report. Nowadays, I see dudes on the – they want to be on the injury report every week. It's like a built-in excuse for something.
Oh, there's
played in the era where you don't put me on the damn injury report. I'm fine. I'm playing Sunday.
Well, I mean, I can tell you this, that the highest paid player on the Eagles is on the injury report and the practice report every single week.
Yeah, he gets a day off every week.
Every single week.
Yeah.
Yep. 215-592.
He's also been playing for 10 years. Devontae's a rookie.
Yeah, which is why it's
yeah.
Well, maybe he was sick.
Well, I'm just saying. Come on, man.
Coming up.
It's a lot of question marks about people being sick around here nowadays.
Yes.
Dope.
Yeah, just ask Howard. Coming up. About a year ago, or it was a year ago this week, we had a seismic shift in the Eagles franchise. What was it?
What was it?
Oh, we'll tell you coming up next. Are the Eagles in a better spot now? We'll discuss. Your phone calls as well. Markson Reese on 94WIP. Let's talk about betting for a second with, that's right, BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. They welcome you with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either Dallas or New Orleans. And if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets. That's regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use the bonus code MARKS200. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. The bonus code to use is MARKS200 to win $200 in free bets if either Dallas or New Orleans scores a touchdown.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.